welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my good friend, former Alderman Fred, attorney, Fred Gordon, former Alderman for the city of Milwaukee, who now resides in sunny Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, Fred, I was saying, you and I remember well when Ronald Reagan came upon the scene. And we thought that Ronald Reagan was a dangerous guy, right? I mean, when he first came on the scene, we really feared Ronald Reagan and some of the things that he was talking about doing. But fast forward that to where we are now, Fred. I mean, you know, you talked about even when Ronald Reagan was around, there was some center, right? I mean, there was some opportunity that people worked their way through things. But there is.
Well, the thing about Reaganism is that it permeated the white population of America, and because he was a good actor, not a great actor, but a good actor. That was his greatest role. And we realized the people around him were devious and dangerous. We certainly understood that. But generally, things went away and that changed.
Right.
Now we have someone, it's like the Twilight Zone, Earl. You have these characters and things are playing. I was watching the hearing because I haven't been paying much attention to the Jan 6 hearings, because I just think that nothing's going to come of it. It's great for, you know, the revenues for the television stations and the internet and all of that. But this is not going to end up, in my view, the way that Watergate ended up with Nixon resigning. See, I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think Donald Trump is going to jail?
I'll be stumped.
You don't think Donald Trump is?
Oh, no, man. I don't think he's going to jail. I don't think they're going to indict him. I have absolutely zero confidence in Merrick Garland's ability, you know, to seize the time and to realize that this is what, if this guy had any kind of resolve, because every time I see him, he looks like he's about to break down and cry. So I have no confidence in him. So for me, you know, I watched the hearing yesterday for the first time. And, you know, I'll give kudos to Chairman Thompson. I think he's doing a great job. And, you know, I've sat in committee hearings. You sat in committee hearings. We know how ponderous and boring they can be. And, you know, this woman came forth yesterday risking her life, essentially, as she knows it, because she was part of it. So what happens to her? She's going to be as she's young. She can recover. You know, she'll find a way. But to the extent that I want to hear more now. I want to hear from, you know, the people who were there. Because they're all lying.
So, Fred.
They're all lying to protect themselves.
So, Fred, I've said this. The most powerful nation on earth militarily and financially. And yet they're talking about, they've heard about threats on this young lady's life, on her life. It's hard for me to buy that, man, that they can't know where the threats are coming from and deal with it.
No, they know where the threats are coming from.
Okay, but Fred, so why don't they deal with it?
They don't want to give credence to whoever's making the threats, because you know, in these days and times, anybody can make a threat.
Right.
And you can find out who it is very, very quickly. Now, whether you're going to expose that to more than you need to is based on what you feel, I think. But, no, the threats come with the territory. She knew what she was doing, and I'm sure she's smart enough to have some degree of protection. I don't know what it is, but I suspect that she will, I mean... They made her a star for better or for worse. But do I think it's going to tip the scale? I just want to hear from people who were also there, because she wasn't a player. You know, she wasn't a player at all. And, you know, you didn't get a chance to ask her any questions.
You know.
Basically, she said what she heard somebody say.
Right.
You know.
Which
so to that extent, I want to hear more, because my assumption, Earl, is that these hearings are going to go on for some time. There's been no indication as to when they're going to conclude and what, in fact, is going to happen. So all the pundits and profiteers are going to speculate on what is going on.
So, Fred, being an attorney, we don't know, the average layman. When you say she's talking about what she heard, in a court of law, hearsay, I mean, you know, even though all those things sound, you know, tantalizing, and we all say, oh, see, she said it, they got Trump. In a court of law, that doesn't have any merit, right?
Well, no, it doesn't. And I think most people understand that, because, you know, if you've been around long enough and you've seen or been a part of the legal system in this country, you've had some access to it in terms of understanding basic premises. And, you know, if you're a political animal like we are and you follow these things, you know that, you know, this is a great theater presentation. And I like drama. I'm a big fan of drama. So if it's good drama, I'll watch it. I found her testimony compelling. And I think that it just makes me now want to watch more performances, because it's theater.
You know, Fred,
I think it's theater of the absurd in many respects.
You know what? You many of us who look at that and say, look, they're finally going to get Donald Trump. And we don't look at it as theater. We look at it as it's the truth, and finally there's going to be some justice. But you put it back in perspective. It no matter how.
But Earl, I don't think anybody really believes that this is going to be the gotcha moment in Trump's political life. I don't believe that most folk believe that. I think people clearly understand that, you know, this is all for show. This is all based on politics that most people can't stand. You know, people are tired of politics. They're tired of the gamesmanship. They're tired of the lies. And certainly Trump has contributed to that, no question. But I think people generally are sick of politics right now.
Yeah.
And that opens the door for Trumpers and other power players who can seize opportunities like this. That's why government is no longer, like you talked about Reagan. What did Reagan, what was his quote? Government isn't,
government isn't the answer. It's the problem or something like that.
It's the problem or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's come to pass.
You know, Fred, I think all of us who've been around a while have had enough, seen enough things in our lives that we don't trust government totally. But to hear it from the perspective of Republicans, government is only good when they get what they want from it. And yet, Fred, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. On the line,
all right.
Attorney Fred Gordon, former alderman from the city of Milwaukee, who now resides in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to touch on a lot of different things. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.